Words can hurt a lot more than sticking stones. Words may not break bones, but they can surely break hearts. Words can devastate. Words can wound. Words can kill. Words can ruin reputations and destroy relationships. There's just no doubt about it. Words can hurt. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can hurt. Did your parents, a teacher, or one of your friends ever tell you that? Well, it's true. Words can hit harder than a punch in your butt. The harshest of words can break your heart and cause loss and damage. On the bright side, we can use our words to be supportive and encouraging, positive, and make someone feel good about oneself. In today's modern society, where free thinking and free speech is encouraged, and where we have social media technology like Facebook, our words must be used to make a deeper impact and reach a much bigger audience. Why do you think Adam Boots quit AFL? Because of words. But we have the power to use our words to motivate and encourage, and we have the power to use our words to make others happy. And if you don't know how Adam Goods quit AFL, well, let me tell you how. When he was in the middle of a game, he was called an ape by a girl who was 13 years old. Who would call someone that? Everyone is human. Doesn't matter what we look like, no one should be called that. Words don't have the power to hurt you unless the person who said means a lot to you. Do you think this is true? Well, I do. You have the power to control your words, so what you say can either heal or hurt someone. Words can be very powerful, if you didn't know. So would you rather hurt someone or be nice and caring?